Hey everybody, it is Strong Unicorn here, and I am at the X Club. Who am I with?
Our
Peekaboo.
And Amelia.
And I am here to host a meet and mingle at the X Club. I'm wearing my Orgy Director tank top so that people recognize me. And I've got a little booth set up. Because if people don't know who I am or what am I doing, I want them to know why they should give a shit, right? And the answer is, I have helpful videos. I try to help people understand this lifestyle, understand the pitfalls, and how to thrive and give advice. And I think people are better for it, especially when it comes to topics like consent and especially pissing off ladies. Off. You don't want to do that at a club. So we give you all the ways that you can avoid those things and have a really successful integration. And 700 videos later, I better have hit a few marks. So check out TorontoUnicorn.com for all links, but we're going in now and we're going to stay and party with DJ Slim behind the DJ deck, right?
Woo!
Yeah.
When you come to a club like this and you are looking for men, let's be honest, sometimes we're looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
What? I've seen you leave without men when there's men there, so I want to know, how do you get conversions from single man that you are interested in maybe fucking? I want to know, what is the secret sauce?
Eye contact, smile, right? If you're interested in somebody, even eye contact doesn't really, it's dark, you can't see, but you can see teeth, you can see somebody looking at you. And then you're like, you know what? Okay, I'm interested. They're interested. Yeah. Maybe you go close. You start dancing. Maybe you, ask them for a drink.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. Even the little things. Offering the little things. A drink. A towel. Would you like a seat? Can I, whatever. Those things go a long way. What about you?
I like to be approached.
Approached? Okay, so you don't like to pursue.
No, I don't like to pursue, but like she said, eye contact is a good start.
Yeah.
Buying a drink doesn't hurt.
I mean, it's like $10 with tip. I mean, it's sometimes a good investment, So I will say that going in that extra mile, offering a drink, even if it's non-alcoholic, is a nice thing. I don't drink a lot of alcohol, but when a guy buys me a $5 ginger ale, sometimes I'm smitten. So that doesn't always mean, top shelf shit,
Even a water.
Right?
A water, right? Maybe we don't feel like drinking and we're just sweaty because we're dancing.
Yeah.
A water. Would you like a water? I got you a water. You look so beautiful dancing.
Yeah, compliment. But
right?
Genuine ones.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that you think I'm pretty. That's generic.
Or can you give me a blowjob?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not that.
No.
For me, when I find a guy that gets my attention, it's because his personality connected to my personality, and it has nothing to do with sex. If I have a connection with someone, if I talk to them, if I get to know them and feel comfortable, then I might cock my head a little bit and be like, okay, all right, what's this guy doing all about, But for me, there is nothing without that feeling of safety first and comfort. Nothing, no blowjob, no handy, nothing. So that's important. Is sometimes you've got to remember that there's still a lot of work to do up here before you're going to fucking get redeemed down there, right?
And
yeah. How about conversation? Conversation would be good.
Interesting conversation.
Indeed. Not just about the weather and where you're from.
Or how was your day?
How was your day?
How's your week, maybe? Or what was the best part of your day?
I want to know when the last time you had anal. Keep it real. Keep it fucking quick, fresh. People on their toes. I had it today. All right, so I actually want to talk about what kind of things do you want to do publicly at a sex club? Because just because you can open your legs in fucking public doesn't mean a lot of us want to. What is your ideal situation? If you met somebody and hooked up, how would you want to hook up? Her first.
Okay. Tonight specifically?
No, in general.
Oh, in general. At a club here,
Yes, tell me, would it be with a bunch of spectators? Would it be more private? Would it be one-on-one?
I mean, I don't mind doing it in public because that's what I'm used to. But yeah, I'd rather probably do something a little more one-on-one, even if it was more discreet in a corner.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's interesting. What about you?
Okay, so I love making out. Love. Oh, my God.
Really?
Just touching, holding. Well, sensual,
okay,
grab the face and but I don't mind in front of people.
Actually,
because I like watching, so I feel like I like doing it in front of people too.
You think, yeah.
So for sure, I don't mind. And actually, sex, penetrative
Okay, yeah.
Sex.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that.
In front of people.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I'm like, I said that to my guy today. I was like, you know, I would be okay if my friends were there. But if it's a bunch of people I don't know looking at me and blinking at me, that's when I'm kind of icked out. But if my friends are there, I'm comfortable. So it's not for me about whether I have sex in front of people. It's just having sex in such a vulnerable place, in such of all these people I don't know. Not my jam. What about you?
I like it.
You said have sex with spectators? You know that sometimes I might be able to run a scene here. Would you be interested in maybe having your scene watched by people?
As long as I'm okay with, and I don't even care how many people, 1 people, 100 people, I just want good quality dick.
Meaning a nice person with a nice personality who happens to have nice genitals.
Yeah, and that's nice and gentle and clean and, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Honestly,
yeah.
Size doesn't matter. It's how you use it.
Do you want to feel it in your pussy? Do you want to suck it? What is your fascination with
feel
dick?
Feel my pussy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like you? To feel it.
You suck dick, don't you?
I do.
I've seen her. I've seen her swallow a cum shot.
That's a rarity.
It is, and I was
don't
like...
Don't ever assume. You know, can I mention one thing? I once got one unsolicited in the mouth, and I was very, very upset. Never come in somebody's mouth without at least asking first.
Yeah,
that'll never ever happen again.
While we're on this topic, I think squirting is the same.
Yeah,
squirting is female ejaculation, so I think you have to get consent of where you're gonna come to. Yeah. As much as I enjoyed a good time, I would have still wanted to know that the girl was gonna squirt in my mouth and eyes and ears and hair. Yeah. And 5 other people beside me.
Yeah, true. I would have been upset if I had a surprise like that. So I think any ejaculation, any liquids flying out of you and landing on someone requires consent. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to put this down for now. We're going to check in later. But we are reporting live from the X Club, which is in Mississauga. It is a Freaky Friday event where there is lots of single men. It is basically their kind of down to fuck vibe. And we're going to see what's up. So stick around.
Yes.
This is Freaky Friday at the X Club, which is also like a DTF vibe. It is kind of where the, you know, multiple men, multiple women having sex. You guys are, you know, experienced having your own gangbangs. What would you say that people should know that were helpful to run a successful one?
Be respectful, definitely. Don't jump in unless you're invited. That is a big one.
Yeah, and don't be like, me, hello, can I come in? No, like...
Excuse me.
Yeah, no, not good. All right, what about you?
Patience.
Okay.
Right? Just wait your turn. Eye contact with... If you're lucky enough, I have to an orgy director.
Yeah.
Right? If not, just watch. Wait. Right? Because sometimes the women will look back and be like, hey, you, come here. You know? And eye contact.
Yeah, and sometimes you will win more by being a comforting person around versus trying to push your way to the front of the line, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
I notice that too. So when I'm running a scene and I'm looking for volunteers, I am looking for enthusiasm. I'm looking for guys that show interest. But if they're arrogant and if they don't think the rules apply to them, I'm going to be a little more selective. And sometimes I'm harsh with them if they are like, for example, someone, even though it wasn't a man, they were climbing into the scene. And they were saying, oh, I was just going to go see the guy behind me. No, you're crawling through my scene. No. And she got a little upset about that. But the truth is, don't crawl through someone's scene, right? Like, it's a scene is a scene. So that's something I would say.
That's be respectful, you know, is to understand that sometimes that's somebody else's scene.
Yeah.
And just because you want in doesn't mean that you could just crawl in.
Yeah, don't interrupt.
And don't ask for requests. Apparently, you're not supposed to be like, can you put it in your ass? No, you're not supposed to.
That is not appreciated.
No
commentary.
We were told to stop laughing so people could jerk off once at another club, and we didn't like it. No. Yeah, no, we didn't like it. So, would you ever have a gangbang with people watching, like a whole crowd of people?
I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah, I've done that on a...
Bring it on.
Yeah.
We have an art director in the house who knows how to get what you want down, and someone is having a birthday soon, so maybe we'll have to get, I don't know, an oral feast, an oral buffet, just multiple tongues, one after another, I don't know.
You'll have to make your birthday wish list, and then we'll have to fulfill it.
That's just it, is when you get to this lifestyle, something you learned is that you run out of fantasies real quick. and you actually need to get the pen and paper out and start writing new ones because you do knock them off, right?
Yeah.
What's next on yours? Have you have any unfulfilled fantasies left?
Not really. Honestly.
How about a good threesome with cherishing and progressing and appreciating? How about that?
No, you know what? I had a really good time with my friend Amber. She's okay. Great. And, like, I'm bi, and then we hit up a couple together. That was, yeah. Me and her talk about this all the time, was one of our hottest foursomes fucking ever. So, you know what? I'm putting that out there.
All right. And me and you did share a blowjob with a guy, put a donut on it, and we ate that donut off, right? We did.
Is that your next thing? Your
I don't know. I think been there, done that. No. Oh, yeah. No, I like double blowjobs a lot. Okay. I really, like, don't mind getting right up in the fucking chode and, like, doing whatever needs to be covered because I'm a all-hands-on-deck kind of girl. So I like multiple-person-involved scenes with threesomes. What about you?
Oh, I'm looking maybe for a little bit more sensuality than I have in the past. A little bit more worship. A little bit more take your time. But still enthusiasm. We like enthusiasm.
All right. And enthusiasm is not the same as super eager, right? Enthusiasm is putting a lot of effort in, putting effort into the conversation, making somebody feel comfortable.
Focusing on one lady at a time.
Yeah. If you have ADHD for the conquest that you're hoping for, it's going to turn us off when we think that, like, oh, we might, you know, we have something with this person, and then we see them looking at the person behind us. It is a big turnoff. And so we would lose our interest, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it is Shiny Unicorn still at the X Club, and we are talking about gangbangs and etiquette and how to be involved in something like this. And I've noticed that some of the single guys coming in tonight are not very social, but not very chatty, which I know is hard to be. But there's a big transition that needs to happen between coming in and not talking and going to a gangbang. So how would you recommend people start an interesting conversation that would keep your interest?
So, I'd say be like, what are you into? What do you think?
I think if someone's like, what are you into? I'm like,
okay, you're right, fine. Oh,
no.
My God.
No,
okay.
Not for
the. Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. I love your blonde, beautiful locks.
Like, did you ask for consentment?
Oh, she's, this is what you have to do. Like, yeah.
She is back here for two.
Yeah.
I think in order to get someone's attention and be interesting, I think that I would highly recommend you make it about the other person. So don't come and introduce your information, your resume. Come in and be like, how do you look so confident in a place like this? What's your secret? Because in that statement, I have complimented them and had an open-ended question. And I just psychologically into that situation. My mocktail's hitting me hard, ladies.
I can see that. That's it's very dangerous.
I just touched your titty.
Without asking.
She didn't even notice.
Well, you know, we get a bit desensitized to this sort of style. Eventually, we're like, whose hand is that? Is it that? Does it matter? No. It doesn't matter, but you guys have a nice rack.
Fix your piece.
Special thank you to Mella and Jake from the X Club for hosting us for a special meet and mingle. Hopefully, you'll see Trina Unicorn at many more events. Thank you, X Club.